This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Got some crafty kids at your place? Did you know that Mr. Maker is in town? Mr. Maker has got two shows coming up at the Animal Theatre this weekend. Phil Gallagher, aka Mr. Maker, is on the line. G'day, Phil.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad. Now, have you always been arty, Phil?
I have, yes. From a very young age, I always loved making things and really also wanted to be a kids' TV presenter from when I was really young. So now to be doing both things as a job is literally a dream come true. It sounds a cliche, but it really isn't for me.
Yeah, and how on earth did you make that happen? How did you fall into this role, Phil?
Well, actually, it was nearly 20 years ago that I left university in the UK, and I just wanted to get as much experience as I could. So I worked with my local radio station back in the UK, my BBC Radio Kent, which was my local county station. I managed to get work experience there, and I then worked as a broadcast assistant and as a football reporter.
Now, so far, your life sounding pretty much exactly like mine, Phil.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, no, that's really cool. And I absolutely loved working in radio. And you'll know, 20 years ago, radio was very different. I used to walk around with a huge tape machine and record interviews and have to splice up pieces of tape and literally sticky tape them together.
That was just practice at using sticky tape for your current role.
That's right. And all of that good experience, whether it be in radio and in television in the early years, really did stand me in good stead. And I'm so grateful for those years and all that experience, which eventually led to me becoming Mr. Maker.
Fantastic. Now, you've coined a whole new phrase, the doodle drawers. We've now actually got doodle drawers at our house, and we call them doodle drawers all the time.
Good. Well, that's brilliant. Well, and that's the great thing, I think, about Mr. Maker, the TV show, is that, you know, we have these huge doodle drawers behind me in the set, and also on the Maker-mobile, there are doodle drawers built into it. But the great thing about it is that actually doodle drawers can be anything. They can just be a shoebox. It can be something at home that you collect all your arty materials in for a rainy day. And I'm really glad to hear that your family have got your own doodle drawers too.
We do, but I'm not allowed to throw anything out now, Phil. Everything has to go in the doodle drawers, or the bottle tops, you know.
Well, it's very important to recycle, Katrina. So you're doing a good job there. You're doing a very good job.
Now, Phil, you've had a huge influence on so many kids. I'm sure you hear this all the time, encouraging their creativity. My 10-year-old was a devoted Mr. Maker watcher from about ages sort of 3 to 6, and she's still really crafty and creative. In fact, for Christmas, she made an advent calendar out of a tissue box, which sounds terrible, but it was amazing. Is that something you hear a lot from parents?
It is, and it's so lovely to hear that, and that's wonderful that your daughter's so creative still. And what's lovely also is that we hear it about grown-ups as well. I don't know whether this is the case for you, Katrina, but a lot of grown-ups, parents and grandparents, will come up to us at the live show, or maybe they'll post something on social media, and they'll say that actually watching Mr. Maker with their child gave them the confidence to be creative and to make something. And actually, before they watched our show, they didn't really think that they were particularly arty, or they didn't have the confidence to do it. So it's really lovely to hear that the children are inspired by the show and that they want to make things, but also the grown-ups as well. It makes us really proud.
Have you got any thoughts on what parents can do to encourage their child's creativity?
Well, I think something actually that you've already done with your family at home is to create your own doodle drawers. And as I say, they can be an elaborate set of doodle drawers like Mr. Maker has at his house, or it could be something as simple as an old shoebox or an old cardboard box or a cereal box. It's somewhere where you keep lots of different things, lots of different arty materials that one day might turn out from something ordinary into something extraordinary. And I think also another great resource is the human brain, and it's something that actually you can do together, is that the little ones and the grown-ups can get together and think, well, let's make something today. We've got all these materials, let's come up with some ideas together. Because with Mr. Maker, what we want to do is to teach new and fun arty techniques But also say you don't have to do it exactly the way that we're doing it in the TV show. You can use that idea and apply it into a completely different creation. And that's obviously what your daughter did with her arty creation with the tissue box, which is really lovely. She learned different arty techniques and came up with a brand new idea, which is really, really lovely. And of course, if you're really, really stuck for an idea, I'd say to all the grown-ups out there, go to MrMaker.com, because that's our official website. It's all free, and there's lots and lots of ideas there. There's downloadable fact sheets. There are videos and all sorts of different things. Lots of really great resources that you can have a look at on the Mr. Maker website that will help you with lots of arty ideas as well.
Yeah, well, since we are smack bang in the school holidays, I think that is exactly what we need right now. Lots of ideas. Yeah.